Hey America,
start listening now.
Sam, hey.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Sam's birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again.
Yep, happens once a year.
We're not going to say how old Sam is, but I'm just going to say that she was able to see both Engelbert Humperdincks perform concerts live in Europe. So congratulations. How was Hansel und Gretel? Was it Derek, please play the music right now. We're going to come right back to it, and I'll say, yeah, you guys love German turn-of-the-century opera jokes. Yeah, love it. What?
I hate you so much right now, Danny.
With that in mind, welcome to 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, home of the Christian side hug. I am Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And for the record, both Derek and Eric are older than I am.
That's
for lightning. The record.
I wasn't participating in that.
You were giggling.
That's okay, fine.
I'm not, because I'm 15. I'm in the golden era where, you know, neither Eurovision can get me.
Wait, put that beer down.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, no. Yeah.
This is Germany. I can have beer whenever I want.
What?
That's the laws, right? Anyway.
Yes, my apartment is actually an exclave of Germany.
It's the German embassy.
That explains a few things.
Yep.
So we are now recording from the microstate of Sam's apartment.
Yeah.
Declared independence.
It's like Sealand.
Hovering majestically over the skyline of St. Paul.
When is Sealand going to get into Eurovision?
I don't know. I think they had the sort of Valentina Minetta situation where they have to send the same person over and over and over again.
Is their population 4?
If that.
Does that mean that Ralph Siegel's going to write the songs for...
Oh, no, man.
No, it's Ralph Siegel. It's just the bird that he's passing.
All right, before we...
Yeah. If you're somehow still listening, you can check us out on social media on Twitter and Facebook at 12pointsUSA, 12pointsUSA. Send us an email at 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. I did it right that time.
Yay.
And you can also go to 12pointsforamerica.com that has that same picture that I've described for the last month.
Yep,
that's
still
it.
There.
We got it. We plugged all the socials?
Yeah, basically. But if
we
you're
broke social media down to its bare essentials. Yes.
Oh, the amino acids of social media.
You were going to
say, Sam, before I was stupid.
AP Bio, hooray! But if you are listening to us on one of your favorite podcast programs, I would certainly appreciate it if you would take a moment and review our humble little podcast. Give us a hopefully pleasant plus or 5 stars if that's your deal. And also, I want to give a quick shout out to whoever it was who gave us props and a shout out on the subreddit for Eurovision. There was a post asking, what are your favorite Eurovision podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
And we
were at the top of that list.
Probably because...
Alphabetical, but I'm going to say it's a coincidence.
Hey, I'll take it. I will take any crumb, any scrap of positive news in this crazy mixed up world that we're living in.
And if you're listening to us after having seen that recommendation on Reddit, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
You'll hate
it. We're better than every other podcast listed down there.
Yeah,
except for the other one that we take part in, Derek.
There was definitely another recommendation that specifically said, I listened to 12 Points for America and ESC Insight, which is just kind of a fancy... kind of a fancy way of saying, like, if Sam's not in it, it sucks. You hear that every other podcast?
You need to get Sam on, boost your ratings.
But she's ours!
She's our get.
Yeah.
But you can hit me up on Twitter at ESC Insight.
Don't. Don't. Because then...
everything to hear.
She's spoken for.
Wish
anyway.
Her happy...
But yes. Please wish Sam a happy birthday at ESC Insider. I'm sure that you won't come up with any weird jokes about Sam being old. Anyway, we have Eurovision news. Let's see. Where should we start?
National finals.
Yeah, because
we
haven't really had any confirmations of official internally selected artists or anything like that.
Not yet. We
haven't had any songs selected. It's actually...
Everyone's still battling.
It's really weird. Like, normally we would have at least another song in the tin. We only have one song officially given to us.
Shaj.
Where is that one from? Which is that?
Albania.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right.
The Iowa caucuses of Eurovision.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
do we normally have more songs by now?
Yeah, I feel like it normally does. Mm-hmm. We, you know, something normally trickles in. You know, a song is selected, or there's a big old national final, or some big hoo-dee-doo, or hoo-ha, whatever you want to do. Not a big hoo-ha. That's a different podcast.
Wow.
That's a whole. Wow.
That's a whole.
Well, we do have both Hungary and Montenegro out this year, and they were both pretty much internal selections.
No, they had national finals.
Oh, they did? Yeah. I thought Hungary was always kind of.
No, they weren't. They had a fantastic national final called Adal, literally just the song.
And they're still doing that.
They're still
right?
doing that, yeah. But it's just not going anywhere outside of Hungary.
Yeah.
I saw something from our good friend Ellie on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ellie, friend of the show.
Hey, Ellie.
That noted, like, the number of songs yet to be revealed versus the number of days we have left until the meeting. I forget exactly what it's called.
The head of delegations.
Yeah, where all the songs have to be in before that happens. And we are getting to the point where...
We are going to have a flood?
We're pretty close to getting to a point where we will average one song a day until that meeting.
God.
Because there are 40 songs left to go.
Right. I mean, keep in mind, a lot of that is going to be concentrated over weekends.
Yeah.
We're going to have national finals going on, sometimes up to, it seems like, 5 or 6 national finals in a single sitting. I'm looking at February 8th alone, and I'm seeing the national final in Australia.
Big.
The grand final for Sanremo in Italy.
Big.
The grand final for Supernova in Latvia.
Ooh.
The grand final of X Factor Malta.
Okay, yes.
Which is just the artist selection, not the song.
Medium.
Plus, you have semifinals in Iceland. You've got a semifinal in Lithuania. You've got a semifinal in Norway. You've got a semifinal in Sweden. And the first semifinal in Ukraine.
That's going to be all news that week.
It's nuts. And that just keeps happening basically every single Saturday and Sunday until the heads of delegation meeting.
Do we have any word on the other members of the Big Five besides Italy?
Well, we have the artists for France and Spain.
Yeah,
we
got...
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, okay.
Yep. We've got a plan in place for Italy because we know that they're going to be doing Sanremo.
They have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Germany, we will have our answer at the end of February, and that'll be an internal.
Mm-hmm.
The United Kingdom are staying suspiciously silent.
Yeah.
So who the heck knows?
Like, it just means they have nothing.
They're asking if anybody has a nephew who's kind of good at singing karaoke. And...
asking Michael Rice to come back again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're just going to put him up in a wig. It's going to be a Miss Doubtfire situation.
Michelle Rice.
Michelle Rice.
Michelle Rice.
Oh, I'm singing bigger than the last boy. That's what he'll just...
Smaller than you. That's not... Hello!
That's it, yes. That's going to be bad. It's a comedy song.
I'm just going to try and jump off the stage with an umbrella.
We are
sorry. Be really embarrassing.
New point. We have Armenia's participants, at least in the national.
Yeah,
final.
Really excited about that. I was waiting for...
For the day after Valentine's Day, for when the romance wears thin, we have Armenia's... Armenia's artists. We have... Tokyo 9?
Yeah.
I assume that's how it's pronounced.
I think it's just Tokyo 9.
Tokyo 9.
I'm assuming.
That's actually a really good band name. That's weird. Yeah.
Co-writer for Walking Out for Sir Book last year, which is a great song in studio.
That was a great song.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Yes, we should say.
Yeah, notice my qualification there.
Yeah. Then Athena Manoukian, which is the most Greek name I've seen in years.
It's like, yeah, that is like the most Greco-Armenian thing ever.
But they also have a Bagdasarian. Like the guy that created Alvin and the Chipmunks was a Bagdasarian.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, Ross Bagdasarian. That's right. True.
So Athena Manoukian was on X Factor UK. Did she win it? Is she...
No,
or was she just
won it?
She was the Justin Guarini of X Factor UK. The Fantasia Barrino. And then she was also in the Greek Junior Eurovision?
Yeah, she was in a Greek Junior Eurovision final back in 2006. And didn't make it through, but...
So she's old enough now.
She's old enough now,
she's
got to
take 14 years
14
off.
14 years later, she is old enough. Yeah.
But yes, I did a little bit of research, and it turns out that the dude from Alvin and the Chipmunks was, in fact, Ross Bagdasarian Sr. So, Eric, 10 points for you for your random Alvin and the Chipmunks knowledge.
Nice.
Yay!
I'll put it on the leaderboard. You're at 10. Derek has a gold star.
What?
Sam has 2 pluses, and I've got a thumbs up.
Ah.
Ooh.
Someone has a check.
Yeah. Check plus.
Check plus. Yeah.
Speaking of check, if you haven't, you can still vote on the Czech Republic's...
I actually haven't yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Really should do that.
I can't decide.
I have. What? I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to say?
Because I was honestly going back and forth between like 3 different songs.
Okay. Well, we'll have to come back to that.
Yeah.
Once we've all voted and see which of us was wrong. It was Danny.
It will not.
So that is still open until February 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll find out the answer on February 3rd.
Lovely. We also have news from Belarus.
Ah, got it deep inside, and also on our spreadsheet here.
Yes.
So Belarus held its now infamous live auditions, where they brought in just under 50 contestants to do their televised recorded.
Belarus is who gave us Akabulba.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was back.
He was back.
He was back.
A perennial favorite. Yeah.
Song. Yeah, that would have been Vitaly Voronko. The song was not quite as
catchy.
But he did have his accordion, which is always a plus. Did not make it through, unfortunately. We've got 12 acts moving on to the final, which will be on the
228. I'll be in Orlando celebrating, of course.
Yes, of course. Celebrating the Belarusian national final in the happiest place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like wearing little mouse ears or something like that while you're watching Napoli and Aura duke it out for the win.
Yes.
I was in Orlando for Spirit in the Sky's win last year. I was nervous.
Ooh.
Like, I was working. I had stuff to do, but I was mostly keeping an eye on,
Orlando's got some magic boys
in and gals in Kano.
Yeah.
I forget how many of each there are.
Two of them.
I don't know.
Three of them.
Two boys, one woman, and a deer god.
Yeah, okay.
And a deer god that we all worship, yes.
Amen.
We have official releases from Finland, and let me tell you, I'm not a big fan.
No! Danny!
So there is this song.
There are a couple of bangers.
There are a couple of songs. There is one that Eric thinks is a certified bop, TM, called Bananas, which is about going out with my girls and going bananas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dancing because... with my dogs, you might say. But this song, it's just not quite there. It's like the kind of feeling you get when you're watching like a movie and you're like, it's not awful, so it's not eminently watchable. It's just middlingly good. That's kind of what this song is to me. Bananas. We go bananas.
Well,
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
If only they'd thrown that in there.
But they do have to throw, they did throw out Helsinki State of Mind.
Helsinki State of Mind.
Which I thought was pretty awesome.
That's a great line. That's a great line. In the event that that does well and has a lot of momentum, that's going to be the line that people glom onto and who are wanting it to win. They're like, Helsinki State of Mind 2021, that sort of thing.
And if it doesn't go through, then I think our dear friends over at the Second Cherry podcast are probably drooling at the idea of having this representing Finland as a second chance.
You're telling me
that
cherries will go bananas?
Ooh.
Burp, burp. Bam, bam. That's my impression of that song.
Another song in that national final that I do want to give another shout out to is Erika Vickman's Cicciolina, who is, it's another bop, but a very different kind of bop.
Better bop.
It's a different bop.
It's a better bop.
There's something about old school Finnish throwback semi-disco about a Hungarian-Italian sex symbol porn star politician sung in Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got my vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd, but it works. And it's really addictive.
Finland has been throwing me for a loop these past couple of years. I haven't hated anything that's come out from Finland in like the last 5 years.
Mm.
So, enjoying. Amy? It's going to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope it's not bananas.
No.
So the finals will take place on March 7th. We'll have 6 acts in total. At the time of this recording, we've heard 4 of these songs. We're still going to have 2 more coming out, kind of just coming out one at a time. Winner chosen by public votes and jury votes. And we'll see how that shakes out. Probably one of the last national finals of the season. So, Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu, the new music festival.
Should say, Finland consistently has one of the more interesting national finals.
Yeah.
When they would hold national finals anyway, couple of years they would have like the single artist with 3 songs, but when they had full-on national finals with different artists and different songs, they had some really, really cool, creative, different kind of things.
Really unorthodox entries.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you remember 2015, you mentioned.
Mm.
Like, you wouldn't expect anyone to send a 90-second punk song. Like, special needs
That was
people.
Finland.
That was Finland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Petri Kudikannimi Paiva, yeah.
Sometimes they play it safe, and sometimes they send, like, What Are You Thinking?
Sometimes they send Darude Sandstorm.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
I calculated.
That song got a bad rap. It's a fine song.
Right. But, the same year that they sent Petri Kudikannimi Paiva, they also had a song, basically a Bollywood ripoff song by a guy named Shava in Finnish. So that was also wildly popular with that. There was one by a group called Opera Scala called Heart of Light that was a operatic aria, but in techno.
Wow.
It worked. It was weird, but it worked.
So it was a thumping beat underneath it.
Oh, so like the Fifth Element.
You know what?
Oh!
Guys, yeah. I may as well just play it.
Should we?
Yeah.
Let's just play a little bit of Opera Scala's Heart of Light.
Derek!
All Okay, so Danny, you had never heard Heart of Light before.
I went through a roller coaster of emotions there.
Yeah, you were ready.
3 seconds, I'm out. Yeah, you 10 were seconds, maybe I'll reassess this.
Yeah.
Chorus comes. All right. Mm-hmm. They slowly come crawling back. This song is stupid and great.
If you listen really closely in that, you can hear Chris Tucker calling for help.
That's right. I'm glad that Finland can at least give us the songs that 1990 thought we would be listening to in 2020.
Thus, Darude Sandstorm.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So backtracking a little bit alphabetically, we had the radio qualifiers announced from Denmark. As we know, they were having sort of the three regional radio mini semifinals going on. So we have Kenny Dorlund's Forget It All. We have Ben and Tan with Yes, which I really, really like. And Sander Sanchez with Screens.
Sander Sanchez. With Screens.
Screens.
This time it's not... Screens?
Like Screens, yes. Ah, like the things like that you look at. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. All right.
Better than...
Windscreen was the, the reference.
Yeah, really. Clearly.
That's
like
Danny for you.
In America.
But again, like I said, there would be two more songs out of those six that hadn't qualified yet that will make it through to the final on March 7th. So we'll see those. But in the meantime, you can still listen to those songs that are up so far. The rest have not been released yet. We shall see what happens.
All right. We are through the first of what feels like nine phases
of Lithuania.
Yes. So they finished up their third heat. Lithuania. The third heat there. So now they go on from heats to semifinals. They'll have two semifinals and on to the finals. And I know...
Then they'll have a loser's bracket semifinal to decide if another semifinal's required for the finalist.
Then the repechage round.
That's...
Yeah, I know this feels like an absolute marathon, but a little bit of perspective. Lithuania's selection for 2014 took 12 shows to decide. And after all of that, they still didn't qualify.
There's nothing going on up in the Baltic states.
You know, it's not just... an expensive show to put together if you're not doing, you know, something as huge as, say, Melody Festival. And if you're not in the same studio.
Yeah, the stage isn't very big.
Yeah.
And the lights aren't too crazy.
Yeah.
For special effects, you've got Windows 98 screensavers.
They're gone. These guys are out.
From Lithuanian basketball players. Has there been any sort of divine intervention and they're back in?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
No. Okay. Since the dawn of time.
As Sam becomes wiser and, I mean, you know, older,
I will throw something at you. Don't make me throw this microphone at you.
All right, so
you weren't expecting it, but I
while Lithuania is completing their 31st double elimination bracket round.
Yeah, next week they start for 2021.
Norway has done a couple things.
They did a song, I think.
They have had another regional semifinal.
You didn't like it very much, Eric?
I don't even remember it, which, as a dedicated Eurovision journalist, I probably should remember.
What is it?
Yeah. But
no,
I do not.
No Spirit in the Sky.
It is No Spirit in the Sky. It is No Wild. It is No Rasmussen After the Apocalypse. It's called Pray for Me, and that's about all I remember.
Is it like, like Iceland 2 years ago with the...
It's not... No.
Why are you always making fun of Ari Olafsson?
That song was
he's a kid.
It's a nightmare.
I mean, he's all the way over there. He can't defend himself. You're being mean, Danny.
Yeah, I'm being a little mean.
He could probably take us in a fight.
Exactly.
He's an athlete.
Yeah. He is an athlete.
He can certainly outrun us.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably throw us all into a volcano that they all have in their background, in their backyards.
They rent one.
Well, you ate a
That was impressive.
The next bit of news that we have is related to the main topic of the show today.
Yeah.
Which is a nice segue.
Ooh.
Which is we have found not the running order for the semifinals,
correct,
but we have found who's been dunked with each other into each of these pots.
Yep.
These two pots.
Big ol' pots.
And we have geopolitically a couple of interesting things that have happened.
We really, really have. All right. So yes, on Tuesday... Now, it would have been January 28th, the date that we're recording this, incidentally. So, hello from the past.
Sup?
Hey. the allocation draw happened. No, ceremonially, it's actually sort of a big deal. They officially hand over the insignia, which is more or less a giant glorified ring of keychains. Mm-hmm. Handed over from the, in this case, the deputy mayor of Tel Aviv to the mayor of Rotterdam in a very touching ceremony that was unfortunately geo-blocked in the United States.
Oh. Now hang on, back up. The deputy mayor of Tel Aviv,
yep.
Her name
yep.
is Zippy Brandfrank.
There's wow. no joke there. We'll move on.
Okay.
Traditional Israeli name.
Oh, yeah.
Zippy.
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 Zippy. I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's completely normal.
Listen, we all... Not every person in Israel can be Moshe Leibovitz Applebaum. We can't. <It's> all...
Where are you going with this, Danny? Speaking as the only Jewish person in the room, where yes. are you going with this?
Nowhere. I'm going to Sweden.
Good choice.
Oh, good choice.
For the neutrality.
Mm-hmm. But yes.
Wow.
Tonight's episode is sponsored by Zippy Brand France. The higher authority.
Yes. National.
I'm glad you took that joke.
And, I can.
Exactly.
But yeah, so what they did was they divided all of the countries that were participating into five pots of seven countries per pot, basically broken down into regional / voting historical squishable entities.
We need a squishable entity.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule. For example, in pot two, you had the traditional Scandinavian nations, mm-hmm. Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden. You had Estonia, which is...
Technically close, at least.
Yeah, very, very close.
And then?
And then Australia.
Which where is else are they going to put them?
one, where else? And two, Australia has typically voted very highly for Scandinavian nations, and mm-hmm. Australia's points have generally come from a lot of the Scandinavian votes.
Oh, that's true.
Oddly. So they're honorary Scandinavians mm-hmm. for the purpose of drawing this. And the point of this is only three or four in any particular pot can be in one semifinal or the other, correct?
Right. So that way you're not going to have all of the Scandinavian block in
the same
semifinal. Try to sus things mm-hmm. out a little bit more.
Yeah. So like pot one is pretty Central Europe, former Yugoslavian in that area. Pot three is the Russians. And...
Well, minus the Baltic states.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Pot four is a lot of Eastern and Southeastern Europe.
It's like Mediterranean.
Mediterranean yeah. Europe. Yeah. And also Portugal for some yeah. reason. Although they're kind of
yeah,
Mediterranean.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then I just got to say, pot five is wild.
Pot five is Hufflepuff. Pot five is miscellany. They're like, hey, we got Belgium, Czech Republic, Ireland, Israel, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. They were literally like, all right, who do we have left over? They went, no theme, just put them together.
There are some tenuous links. Like, there is
Belgium
a large...
and Czech Republic I can see together.
Absolutely. And there's yeah. like a big Polish and Lithuanian diaspora uh-huh. into Ireland. Mm-hmm. That absolutely makes sense. But it's sort of like, yeah, we're running out of...
Five seems very, like find is... a buddy and then...
It's like, oh, I get stuck next to the stinky kid.
Picked last for dodgeball again.
More like Dutch ball.
Ooh. Oh. How do you play Dutch ball, Eric?
I will say that this has... It has split up a couple of classic partners.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll say Cyprus and Greece are not together nope. in the same one here.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Russia.
Not qualify, maybe.
Maybe,
Russia,
yeah.
Russia is, however, buddied up with Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends there.
But again,
the Nordics are pretty much split down the middle. We got Sweden. I think semifinal one is the stacked one here. Mm. We have Russia and Australia and Sweden and Norway all together
and
there.
Ukraine, and which Ukraine, right now is yeah. one of the only
countries. The only country that's... Yeah. Always
never.
Qualified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say I agree that on the surface, semifinal one really does look stacked. However, stacked
yes.
past tense.
Stacked.
Stacked. Like learned. Yes. Only with stacks. Anyway, semifinal one looks very, very strong. I was curious about the actual numbers, and so I ran the numbers. And these two are a little bit closer than I would have guessed. So of the 20 semifinal qualifiers in 2019, mm-hmm. 10 of them are in semifinal one.
Oh,
And nine of them are in semifinal two, the other being the Netherlands, who get the fast pass, like Valley Fair.
Uh-huh. That's a reference to people, you know.
Local amusement park.
Yeah, that's,
yeah. If you're listening, in
that's
Europe,
our Cedar Point.
Valley Not Fair is a place yet. You go to get a snow cone, a funnel cake, and a concussion.
I will say semifinal two, what we have in semifinal two, just in my opinion, is the countries that have had great success, but not all the time.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Semifinal two looks to be, a lot of these countries have both had real wah-wah years and really great years. Austria is in here, Czech Republic is in here, Switzerland is in here, Bulgaria and Denmark are in here as mm-hmm. well, alongside Portugal, who I think should have made it through last year.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have a semifinal full of expected powerhouses and then a semifinal of sleepers, mm-hmm. almost, or potential sleepers, anyway. Right.
Okay, semifinal two, perhaps the countries that could do great, but have always been shunted out by the big, like, you know, by Italy, Russia, Sweden, all the time. Now we have, semifinal two is going to be the more interesting one to watch, because I don't know who is going to go through. In semifinal one, it's like, I can count on one hand who I think is going to get through and who, I mean, that's going to be true.
Again, we are mm-hmm. only going by a handful of artists and history. I mean, mm-hmm. for all we know, the countries that normally send absolute bangers and really, really heavy hitters, they might send something completely milquetoast and dry.
Potentially, yeah. A lot of countries are doing different selection processes this year.
We have no idea what we're going to see. So all of this is, of course, speculation, but it's really fun speculation.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy to look at semifinal one and be like, okay, Sweden, Austria, Russia, Norway, Azerbaijan, Ukraine. Sorry, there's only four left. Yeah. But we and that could very well be true.
How many from each are going to be moving through? Nine?
Ten.
Ten from each.
Yeah, top ten of each.
Okay.
But we don't know the songs yet.
Yeah,
we
don't know the songs.
Yeah. And we've seen before, like in 2017, everyone assumed the first semi was going to be the more dominant one. But when once we heard the song, saw the staging, it completely flipped it.
Absolutely.
And everyone was like, what's semi two going to do instead?
I also think it's really interesting that the second semifinal tends to have a lot of the countries that show a lot of quirk.
Mm. Yeah. Portugal especially.
Yeah. Portugal, San Marino,
Georgia,
Moldova.
Who almost always sings in Georgian.
Uh-huh. Well, not almost always. Recently, they have been sending a lot in Georgian, but oftentimes they'll do English. Mm-hmm. But we don't know what Tornike is going to do, but his style is going to be a little bit off the wall. Mm-hmm. Portugal, they could be sending something very weird and different, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. I think that Iceland...
Greece, which I think has gotten a bad rap the past couple Eurovisions. Seems like they have sent quality songs that have gotten a little ignored.
I agree. You never, ever know what Iceland's going to do. You never know what Moldova is going to do.
Yeah. Poland.
We know what San Marino's going to do.
Something.
We're already talking about that.
It's in semifinal two. I hope it gets through.
This,
I hope our little
Seagull Sirhan collab.
Yeah. I want San Marino rushes up to the front of that line for the roller coaster and is wearing his platform shoes, and they're like, "You're good for the roller coaster." Mm. I hope we get some San Marino in this one. I don't care what means they use.
Yeah. this semi looks so much fun.
Semi one's gonna be quality.
Semi one's gonna be high quality, the high production value sort of thing that you expect from a lot of the top, the Swedes and
the
so on and so
that
forth.
That we've called slick, reliable, very marketable before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Semi two is just gonna be wacky.
I'm gonna say right now, semi two has our winner.
Yeah.
Our winner is somewhere here in semi two.
Yeah.
Our winner is in like the four of us. Our personal winner, or like the overall winner.
2021 is in here.
Is in one of those countries.
Is in one of these countries. Well, I'm gonna say it.
Without getting too far ahead of ourselves, I mean, some of the buzz surrounding the different countries is people are not as impressed with some of the more traditional high performers.
That's right.
Which could make semi one maybe the less interesting of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could it be too much polish or too much?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
People are going to just kind of get exhausted after a while.
Yeah. We shall see.
Yeah.
We shall see. But I'm so excited to see what they do.
So here's a question. Mm-hmm. And we've only heard one song.
Even then, and that song may be translated or
that's
revamped.
True. Yeah. Yeah. We kind of haven't even fully heard that one necessarily. Mm-hmm. What do you think, and this is very, very speculative, what do you think Europe's going to be looking for?
Oh, man. I think we kind of touched on this a few episodes ago, and we were like, what makes a winning Eurovision song?
Yeah.
You want something accessible and yet still unique with an it factor. Something catchy that people are going to remember when they've heard up to 20, 26 songs in the final.
Yeah.
Something completely different from everything else that happens to be there.
But not offensively so.
I'm still going to say that we won't know this until we get a song and singer. I'm still going to be hard about my theory that it requires a singer whose story has resonance. Hmm. A singer and song pairing that has cultural or like story resonance. Like their story is followable and you can sympathize with them.
Yeah.
Right. We haven't seen a lot of that quite yet. We have some really great singers, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah. We're
looking for it. I'm predicting it's a solo act. It's going to be a solo act.
Well, hang on, because have you seen about how when they and their girls go out,
when the,
they go bananas?
They go bananas? Yes,
it's relatable.
I have seen it.
Think about it.
Remind me that again. Is that Lithuania?
No, it's Finland.
Finland, that's right. Finland. Yeah. Well, where's Finland here? Finland's in semifinal too.
Yep.
Could my prediction be correct?
Could be. You never know.
By default has about a 40% chance of being correct.
Of course, we have half of the performance is running order two, which we do not have yet.
Right, and there is a very good reason for that. They used to have it so that the full running order would be drawn at this point. But at this point, what they do is a producer-led running order. So they'll kind of break things down into these halves of semifinals, which is really good logistically, because that generally lines up with where people rehearse, or when people rehearse, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are rehearsing in the first half of the first semifinal will go on the first day rehearsals, second half, second day rehearsals, et cetera, et cetera. So logistically, this is great information for a delegation to know. So Australia, Belarus, Ireland, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Russia, Slovenia, and Sweden, they need to get there before the folks who are in the second half of the second semi. So Albania, Armenia, Bulgaria, Denmark, Finland, Georgia, Latvia, Portugal, Switzerland, which is great because the folks in the second half of that second semi, they save a lot of money by not having to spend 3 nights in a hotel.
That extra
Bulgaria's got to be thrilled.
I'm sure they are.
He's got a lot more budget for their show.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. That's a lot more pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a wealthy country, Finland. You don't necessarily think about that quite as much. I mean, Sweden, they're going to be fine no matter where you put them. And also, a lot of people like going first half of first semifinal if you've got the financial means to do it. Because that way, you go in, you have your first day of rehearsals, and then you've got 3 days to kick back, enjoy the host city, do some interviews on your own time, rehearse in your own way, rather than, you know. So it's a little bit more time to kind of stretch out.
Yeah, gotcha. And those first semi-qualifiers have like 2 full days where they don't have to do anything before the grand final rehearsals start.
Right. I mean, if you are going from the second semi-final and you qualify for the final, that is a tough slog.
Oh, yeah.
That is a long, hard 4 days because you have the jury final, the semi-final, then the jury final again, and then the grand final. And those are often 12, 14-hour days. And God forbid you want to party and celebrate the fact that you qualified.
Now, remind me of the voting rules for the semifinals. Who's excluded from each semifinal voting-wise?
The countries who can vote in the semifinals are the nations that are participating in that semifinal plus 3 of the automatic qualifiers, which were also drawn today. So Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands will vote in the first
one.
Yep. Okay. And then France, Spain, and the United Kingdom will vote in the second semifinal.
Portugal got Spain and France.
They must be very happy.
That'll definitely boost them. If they have something good this year,
they've got some good options. Yeah. Kind of wanted to circle back a little bit more in terms of how we end up getting the real running order, which we don't really get those numbers until after all the songs have been...
Yeah.
Have been submitted. That's something that the producers really kind of need to keep in mind. They want to keep in mind the pacing of the show. You don't want to start off your show with 5 ballads in a row. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure...
We talked about this maybe one of our first episodes early last year.
I think so,
It's not purely random, is it?
It used to be partly curated? It is almost entirely curated. Okay. You'll have the framework of knowing what half you're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, it's all producer-led. You don't want... It's sound. It's also... If the lighting is such, you don't want like 5 songs that look blue to go in a row.
Five strobe heavy songs in a row.
Right, exactly. The epilepsy special. Yeah, you don't want that. If you have 2 acts that you know are going to be bringing props, like huge props onto the stage, it's a lot easier to have a song with no props in between them. It's easier to just strike 1 set of props, wait a song, and then bring on another set rather than strike a set and then bring on another set within the span of 30 seconds of the postcard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of logistical stuff that goes on behind the scenes that you have to keep in mind.
And they have to keep in mind like commercial breaks too.
Mm-hmm.
Which buys them some time to set up the more elaborate stagings.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the green room segments, things like that.
To
give Hattori more time to get all their chains in place.
I was thinking more Australia.
Get off of the pole.
Yeah, Katie has to shimmy all the way up that pole.
I don't think there was a break before Australia.
She wheeled out on the pole.
Yeah, she was like something out of the Minnesota State Fair. She was on the stick already when he saw her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is really smart on their part, because who knows how long it takes to get up there.
She got very good at shimmying up.
She just jumps.
She's athletic.
Yeah, it's a pixel perfect trick, but she can pull it off.
She has a double jump. She can jump in the air, like Hanzo from
Overwatch.
She has
the high jump boots.
Where were we?
If this is your first time listening to the show, hi.
We're an Overwatch podcast. Yeah,
welcome, Redditors. We said it before.
So there's still a lot to play for, but it's so exciting to see how the show is beginning to come together, even if it's so maddening the fact that we only have one song to put this in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, Sam, let me ask you this. Fill in the blank here. If you are a country that's gunning for a win, you want your semifinal placing to be blank.
Between two songs that are not like mine.
Okay.
But other people in my semifinal who speak my language or understand my language or understand where I'm coming from culturally. And ideally, there's a minor, this is sort of contested, but a lot of people will say that going later on, ideally in second half, can be a bit of an advantage. A great song will win from just about anywhere.
I was going to say, paying attention to the semifinals last year, we had a lot of qualifiers in that first semifinal from the first half.
Yeah. It was a stacked final. Which like I said, it's contested, but that mm-hmm. was sort of an anomaly.
Something I want to do before Rotterdam is put together something where I can really run the really truly run the numbers on that and see how much of an advantage being like either right at the end of the first half or five songs from the end, anything like that. I want to know if there really is a
spot.
If there really is a good spot. Well, like being last at the Royal Rumble.
There was a
We always
wow.
talk about
like, yeah. Well, they talk about like going second is the absolute worst
I
ever.
Think so. Well, I think any great song can overcome a debit, like a debit like that, something in their con column. Well, we can, you know, there don't seem to be any hard and fast rules about placement, but it's like a normal-ish song can get a boost by going later, I think.
Yeah, I definitely have felt that going first is pretty good. Going second is not. I don't know why that is.
Well, I mean, if you look at last year, there was Tamta that opened the show. She qualified, but then there were three that did not.
Yep.
Songs 5 and 6 did.
What were those?
That was Slovenia, Sebi, mm-hmm. and Czech Republic. Like your boys mm-hmm. from Lake Malawi.
Your boys. Those two benefited by having immense contrast between each
Absolutely.
Other, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Mm. Especially considering that what happened after the Czech Republic was Hungary. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, much more chill in mm-hmm. Hungarian. So having a contrast is really, really vital. But if you look at the semifinal number two, the last 6 songs in that semifinal qualified. And technically, if the numbers had been tabulated right, it would have been the last 8 songs in a row.
That's
qualified.
Crazy.
Would have been Malta, Lithuania, which we now know was kind of screwed over,
mm-hmm.
Russia, Albania, Norway, Netherlands, North Macedonia, and Azerbaijan.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What is up with the first half of that semi?
And just looking at it, I remember that we didn't think half of those countries took us by surprise in terms of how good they were last year.
Yeah.
Azerbaijan and North Macedonia, especially.
Well, Azerbaijan, mm-hmm. I knew. We not
We were pretty certain that was going to be some quality.
Yeah.
I don't have the numbers for this, but I feel like their qualification rate is pretty good.
They've only missed once.
Once? Oh, well, see, Danny, there you go.
And they always get that Russian boost, because that is another one of our blocks.
Yes. Very much.
Pot 3.
They are friends in semifinal 1. What's our strongest alliance in semifinal 2?
Strongest
alliance?
You think
Denmark-Iceland?
Denmark-Iceland. I think maybe I have to look at the numbers, but possibly Finland-Estonia.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That might be up there. I'd really have to crunch some numbers here. But...
Clearly, it's Serbia and
San Marino.
San Marino and itself. San Marino and San Marino's money.
Classic ones there. We do have, Greece and Cyprus, one of our big blocks, they're separated. Italy will not be voting in San Marino's semifinal.
Nope.
I don't think that really matters.
Germany isn't going to be voting in this semifinal that has Austria and Switzerland. Yeah. So we have broken apart a good number of the strongest mm-hmm. alliances that we see.
But we're seeing something like in semifinal 1, we have Belgium, which normally doesn't pull a lot of votes in terms of political clout, quote unquote, mm-hmm. but Hooverphonic is a really well-established act who's had hits in Italy and in the Netherlands. So,
German language or French language?
English language.
Oh.
English language. They sing in English. So who knows what the clout of who they are will do. And again, we're talking about complete and utter speculation right now. You never know. Somebody from Australia might have had a success in Malta that we just didn't know about. Like, mm-hmm. we don't know who we're talking about yet.
Where was the Doof Warrior successful?
In all of our hearts. That's but we fair. Can't That's vote fair. Unless we're voting for the Czech Republic.
I'm just going to, like, in conclusion, I think that these semifinals have been rendered about as fair as we could have hoped for.
Well,
I
feel like there are a few countries that might disagree. Cyprus and Greece come to mind.
Yeah.
I mean, that is,
I'd imagine,
regardless of how you feel about how this tends to go with them, Cyprus being in a different semifinal from Greece means there are some kind of guaranteed points that are off the board.
They have another hurdle to jump.
Both of those countries have got to be thinking, I would think, a little bit, this is a harder road for us.
Yeah, but at least Cyprus has a little bit of a benefit. Sandro singing for them is from Germany. Germany is voting in Cyprus's semifinal. Gotcha. So there could be a little bit of support there.
Okay.
I'll say, too, though, some countries are benefiting from this. They're getting into politics. Azerbaijan and Armenia are in separate semifinals.
That's
and
right.
And they were together for a few years in a row.
Yeah.
And they pretty consistently blank each other.
Oh, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Is a hit.
There was actually, a couple of years ago, there was a situation where Azerbaijani police did take in a couple of people for having dared to vote for Armenia.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what?
It was reported on, I believe, the Rachel Maddow show. This would have been maybe 2009, I think. Yeah. So having them apart is probably for the best. I hate the fact that we have to talk about this, but
it's part of the contest, though.
Would you consider Hovig? So Hovig was of Armenian descent.
Yes.
And you saw the scorecard from Azerbaijan, and he was second last, and then Armenia was dead last. And it's like, yeah, absolutely not giving these guys any points. Like,
no, it's...
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be in the same semi.
It's one less thing to worry about. I hate the fact that we have to talk about that, but it comes up. Life. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Separating them just makes it fair, so that cultural combativeness is just ruled out.
Yeah.
And now we just have
until they both qualify for the
course,
final.
Of course, I know. Yeah, exactly.
In which case.
But then there's more countries and.
Exactly.
In a smaller thing like a semifinal, that degree of
animosity.
Yeah. Mm. Can create a sort of a measurable amount of noise in the voting. In the final, not quite so much.
In the final, a great song is a great song.
Which, if there's a lot of those, you might not go anywhere.
Yeah.
And we've seen that many times.
I wish I could say it's looking up for this year, but to get us some songs.
Yes.
Yes. We love seeing these countries grouped like this. Great. Flags are cool. I want songs.
And it's going to be shocking. I think last year, didn't like one day that we had 8 songs
something like
get
that.
Announced. It was kind of, it was like in the middle of March too.
I keep saying it this time of year, you're drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing I remember about the flow of songs last year was that we were maybe halfway through, like we'd heard about half the songs. And I remember thinking, this seems like a down year.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, it was hit after hit after hit after hit after hit.
It was a verifiable flood of bops.
Yeah. It was a flood de bops.
Flood de bops.
So are we due then for another bop this year?
Sure, given
that,
why not?
A nice emotional valid one last year, do you think pendulum's going to swing the other way?
I guess when I was saying, what do you think Europe is looking for? I guess kind of what I'm wondering is our winner going to be more like Arcade or more like Heroes?
Or more like Toy? Who knows? Yeah. We honestly have no idea.
It's definitely a woman's turn.
Heck yeah, it is.
Is it going to be Italy's turn?
Italy's turn?
We'll see. Buzz right now is pointing to Italy. They are number one in the betting
odds. But we haven't heard any of the songs
yet. It's based on nothing at all.
We don't have anything.
It's just, that's basically just people saying, hey, Italy, you're cool. We like you. Mm-hmm. We want to go.
Done well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody in a press room has heard some of the songs released. Who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Sweden second in the betting odds?
Oh, I can't remember.
Who even knows?
There's not a lot of hype coming out of Sweden right now.
Well, at this point, it's because we haven't heard any of the songs. Our first semifinal for Sweden is this upcoming week.
Yay!
Yeah.
So we'll get a little bit more info. We'll find out more. By the time...
Just a little bit.
Ooh-ah. Little bit more.
That's this season.
So by the time we reconvene next week, we'll have more news. Maybe more songs.
I hope we have five more songs. I hope we have something concrete to talk about.
Could
I have one song?
No, you cannot, Danny. You have to play Potato Potato Acapulco. For the record, I just realized they do have a video, an official video release for Potato Potato Agua Bulba.
This is the biggest news of the week.
Yes.
Is Potato has a music video. So watch that.
Yes. I'm so glad we can build to a big finish.
Yeah. And after you're
thanks
done.
Thanks for bearing with us for 45 minutes.
After you're done watching that video, feel free to check us out on social media. Tell us what you think of the video. You can tweet us at 12pointsUSA. Check us out on Facebook. That is also 12pointsUSA. Send us an email about the potato video at 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. And what do we do with the website?
It's still there.
Just DDoS us. No, wait.
No, what?
No. Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him.
But do write us a review.
We got a Reddit audience. They know how to do that.
Oh, God. The internet scares me. Be
all
nice
right,
to us,
until
people.
Until next week. When we have real good songs to talk about.
Definitely, for sure, gonna have more good songs, for sure. Definitely.
Well, definitely.
I'm Danny.
I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And America.
Stop listening now!